This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Alrighty. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's Friday. So excited. Happy Friday to y'all. Hopefully we get these fires under control. The quarry fire, which is over by UBJ, the one off of
King Carroll.
C-470 and Big Bear. Oh, my God.
Deer Creek.
Thank you. There's no bear involved.
No.
There's not even a bear.
Bears are running.
Yeah. It's now officially an arson investigation, too.
Yeah. Somebody said it, didn't
they? Dumbass.
That's sad.
It is. It's really weird. And it's a weird thing. Don't they say that some of these people have mental health things, like they like fire?
Yeah.
And they set them to like get a
to
kick.
Watch. Pyromaniacs.
Yeah. Like, how could that even be a thing? Like, oh my God.
They like to see the aftermath and
just get a candle.
They said there's weird items that were found at the origin of the quarry fire, the headline.
Like what?
It just says weird items in a quote.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah. I went to it and it was kind of an empty article. It didn't tell me what was. I don't know if they're holding those back on purpose or what, but I couldn't really find
out. Yeah, they've not confirmed it's an arson, but it sure looks suspicious.
It's a full-blown investigation now.
Yeah.
So, so that's kind of sad. All right. The other thing that we want to talk about is that female boxer from Italy. She quit 46 seconds into her bout at the Paris Olympics after a punch from a transgender opponent. Angela Carini took a powerful shot square in the face, paused, then turned and went into the corner. Her coaches indicated that she wouldn't continue. She fell to her knees and cried. She said, "I've never been punched like this. I'm heartbroken." Her opponent, Ayman Khalif of Algeria, was allowed to compete despite being disqualified from the International Boxing Association 2023 World Boxing Championships after failing gender eligibility tests. Allegedly, the 25-year-old has always competed as a woman, and there's been no indication that she identifies as a transgender or intersex. However, there's an XO, whatever, YZ, whatever kind of chromosome situation.
XY.
Yeah. And so medically, there's more testosterone in that person's body, which gives them an unfair advantage.
Yeah, and it's important to note that when it came to the World Boxing Association, they actually deemed her a him.
Correct.
And said it's too much testosterone, and they banned him, her.
Jake Paul, in the meantime, has gone on social media and reached out to Angela. And I don't like Jake Paul, but I like they did this. Reached out to Angela Carini and said, "Look, I want you to have a fair platform. I'm going to put you on an undercard if you want it, so you can show the world your abilities and you can live out your dream."
Yeah, and there's a GoFundMe too.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, because of the money they say that she would have made if she'd won gold. Now, even if she'd won that boxing match, there's no guarantee she would have won gold.
No.
Well, that's true. Didn't you say there's another situation going on with somebody?
Yeah, there's another boxer. She just fought. Or he just... Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They just fought. Can you use they? I think you can, right?
Yeah. Does that work? If you don't know what their pronoun is, they is definitely acceptable.
Let me ask you something. If you have a couple of they people, are they theys?
No, it'd be them.
Thems?
Them.
Yeah, they're thems. If you've got two theys, it becomes a them.
Really?
Right, Spadil?
Uh-huh.
What if I have four theys?
They're still thems.
Them.
What if I have one and a half they?
Jamie, I'm trying to do an Olympic update here.
I'm doing...
The second dude has fought. Okay.
Yes.
And that dude just won. Won a decision.
It dude.
Yeah.
For sure, dude?
Well, same thing. XY.
Oh. Well, then it's not a dude.
Well, it is according to the World Boxing Association.
It's so confusing. Life is getting so confusing. You know what? I will say this. I have to say that I am happy my kid is 18. I don't know what I would do right now if I had a tiny child, which you both do, because to explain all of this is a lot. Like, it's not just girl, boy, like when my son grew up, you know, there was a girl, there was a boy. It was simple. But now we know there's a lot of different situations that are going on in the world, which is fine. I'm not against it. It happens. But I'm just saying it's complicated.
And the scary thing is you don't know what your kid is going to hear and whether it's true or not or who they hear it from. Maybe it's a friend or maybe they're just going along with something. You just don't know.
Yeah, like what if little Debbie one day goes to school and her little friend identifies as a dog, right? As a little puppy. And next thing you know, little Debbie wants to be a puppy.
Or a cat.
Or a cat. I mean, we could go through all the animals.
She wants to wear a tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. And then you're going to be like, why? And then you have to try to tippy-toe around it, telling little Debbie to be acceptable of the child that wants to be a puppy with a tail. You can't be mean. You can't bully. You have to be accepting, but then you have to try to make her not want to be a puppy. It's very hard. It's very difficult.
Trust me, I have anxiety about this right now, and she's not school yet.
That's not the conversation I have with Frog.
You're wanting him to kick the little puppy's ass?
No. You just don't have to, you know, acknowledge the identity.
No. I know, but you're missing my point. If his best friend once is a puppy, right? All of a sudden became a puppy. Now Frog comes home and wants to be a puppy.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't be a puppy. You're a little boy.
Exactly.
And then he's like, well, Timmy's a puppy.
And I'll say, no, he's not. No, he's not. Frog, he's a human being. He's a little boy. Okay, get back to school.
You actually have a dog. That's your pet. That child is not.
So that's how you're going to say it? Right. But
that's what I'm going
to
say.
But you have to teach not bullying, though. But you have to tell him.
It's okay to go back and say you're not a dog. Damn it.
You're not allowed to do that, BJ.
You're not a dog.
You're not.
Okay?
If they identify as a dog, they have to be a dog. You have to tell your kid to tell his friend, Timmy, you're a dog.
You're allowed to in Littleton, Colorado.
You're allowed to tell him that he's not a dog. Okay. All right. I'm just saying. But you have to teach him compassion for people that view their life differently than he does.
They should be accepting of all people.
Right. As little puppies.
You keep that in mind with little Debbie, buddy.
I mean, I'm with you. I back what you're saying.
Yeah,
but I
think
I can't say that
does.
On the radio.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole thing.
I think most people back what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do, but I just can't say it on the radio.
I got you. Okay. I got you. You got a devil's advocate here.
Yeah, I gotta be
I can say it.
I gotta be accepting of little puppies when they're five.
Yeah. You gotta be a puppy in preschool.
But by the way, I don't see. Here's the thing: when they're five, it's just imagination. Right? Because I think all of us were little puppies when we were five, weren't we? I mean, I know I walked around like, arf, right? We were 5 years old. It was fun. Now they're like, oh, he must be a puppy. No, it's imagination. Yeah. I was a princess. I was a puppy.
I was a Power Ranger at one point.
Right.
I mean,
superheroes. Like, we all played. I mean, my little cousin wore a cape. He identified as Superman, but we didn't say that. We just said, Craig is playing fun and he's pretending to be Superman.
Right. Superman. You know? And Power Ranger are humans. You can pretend, but you're not a dog.
But they're not real.
Right.
Well, Power Rangers were real people in suits.
But you
Superman
can,
was real.
But their powers aren't real. Well, they don't have the little coins that turn them into Power Rangers.
Okay, but you can't take it to marking in class.
Right, but there's that.
They're wanting a dog collar.
That's like
on.
Disrupting, though. Yeah.
It's distracting.
Yeah.
Boy, I will tell you, though, we were so worried about my little cousin Craig.
Yeah.
Because he really thought he was Superman. And if you see all the pictures when he was little, he would not take that cape off. He would not take it off at all. It was like bad.
Yeah. For about a year, I wouldn't take off my Red Ranger suit. The whole time. Yeah. I thought I was Tommy.
Yeah.
You wore that to work last week? What are you talking about? It's a little tight on you, though.
Yeah.
I accepted you as Red Ranger. BJ just flat out looked at you and said, you're a man.
You're not Red Ranger.
You have no powers.
Get out of here with your little lightsaber. You schmuck.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. So anyway, so that's going down.
I want to go back to those boxers real quick here, though. I think that we could come down to the two dudes fighting each other.
Well, I wondered about that. I just didn't know if they're
in the same weight class.
I don't know if they're in the same weight class, but I know one of them lost in Tokyo, like got knocked out by someone else that wasn't like one of these.
And you gotta
controversial
stop saying
athletes.
What are you saying?
Yeah, you guys.
I don't even know what you're saying. One of them lost in Tokyo?
Yeah, she lost to the Algerian in Tokyo.
All I'm saying, hang on. What I'm saying is, what if these two end up meeting in the final for the gold medal? They could.
Yeah, I don't know.
Same weight class.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. The other thing is that Tom Cruise is going to close out the Olympics. This happens on August 11th. Man. And he's going to rappel down the Stade de France.
Man, oh man.
The Stade de France.
If you can't pronounce it, you certainly can't, do the old zip line.
It's called the stadium in France.
It is?
Yeah. It's the huge stadium that they play soccer in, or better known as the Stade de France.
Oh, man, that's fancy.
Don't that sound sexy?
Yeah, it does. It does, Jamie.
Oui, oui. Mm. I told you my one, like, best moment in my whole life was when I was in Italy and we were given this guy directions and I actually got to say capisce in a sentence.
Oh.
And he understood it. I go, we are going over there, blah, 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 blah. I go, capisce? And he's like, oh, oui.
Or what whatever they mean.
Understand?
Oh.
Yeah, in Italian.
Oh,
in
you understand.
In the Italian. Hey, the surfer dudes. The surfer dudes are on a yacht. Did you guys see their yacht?
No.
Okay, so all the surfers are housed on a yacht, and they are loving life. So they got the best deal out of everything. So all the girl athletes, everybody's complaining because it's like five girls to one bathroom in the Olympic Village. And I guess it's just a cesspool. Five girls, five guys to one bathroom. The beds are horrible. They say the food is unedible. All they're getting is vegetables and all this stuff, and it's awful. But the surfer dudes are in like Tahiti or somewhere,
yeah.
And they're on a yacht. And they are living their best life.
Yeah, they're like 5 hours away from Paris.
Yeah, I think it's like Tahiti or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're in Tahiti. Yeah.
Is that
Tahiti?
Right?
Okay. And yeah, and so they have a personal gourmet chef. They have the best food. They each get their own individual cabins with their own bathrooms, en suites.
Yeah, they got the way better deal.
Oh, right?
Rather than being in Paris.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Good
it's
for
just
them.
A, you know, it's just a big beef bonanza over there.
Yeah.
It is crazy. I mean, they get to eat beef and meat and all this stuff while the Olympians at the village, they're only getting vegetables.
Yeah, well, they get that crappy French food over there.
See, you say that.
You get down to Tahiti, they got some good eating.
Some good, good food.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did I want to tell you? This was the big story, is that Cardi B is getting a divorce from...
Offset.
Offset. Oh, yeah. We talked about that whole name. Offset. And she's pregnant with her third child.
Wow.
And we think it's Offset, but what if it's not?
Well, they're getting a divorce.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't know either, but it's her third kid.
And then that's his sixth.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He's got three others.
Man. You guys spreading your seed and stuff?
Yeah. Look at him go. That Offset.
Dude, you're one of them.
Me?
Three old kids and one little one? Weird.
Well, he's got six. He's winning.
You're only two away.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
My God.
Don't
any
put
day
me
now.
In that category. You kid? What about the Nick Cannon of Denver? Get out of here.
One last thing. When we come back, you're not going to believe this. Man, times are changing, right? We were just talking about that. The ABC song, one of the oldest songs on the planet, has completely changed.
Good.
Why?
I love change.
Yeah, that's you.
You're the king of change.
I thought I'd take a different route here.
But you know what? I actually get why they're doing it. I don't love it, but I get why they're doing it. Because I was one of the people that thought LMNO was one word, one letter.
LMNO?
LMNO was a letter.
Oh,
so I thought LMNO was a letter, and I was real, real dumb.
All right. We'll play it for you when we come back. All right, you got it.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, now, I've not heard this, so this is all new to me.
So she explains it, but I was one of those little kids, and first of all, I was just dumb as hell. When I was little, I didn't know that my town was the same, like in the same state as Chicago, because Chicago was so big in my head. It was like New York. And we were in the small town, like way south, right by Kentucky. So I didn't know we were in the same state. But that's Illinois education for you, right?
Okay.
So then when I was little, I remember thinking LMNO was one letter. LMNO. And so I guess I'm not the only one. A lot of kids have that problem where they think Elimino is the same letter. So they've changed the alphabet, and here's the woman to explain it.
Y'all, it's true. I'm a teacher, and I don't teach the alphabet the way I grew up singing it. And this is one of the reasons, because kids hear Elimino P, and they don't say the individual letter names. Some even think that this is one letter. Another reason is because at the end of the traditional alphabet song, we sing Y and Z, and some kids think that YN is a letter or and Z is a letter. So instead we sing it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
I want to be mad. I want to disagree.
Yeah.
I want to bash her. It's this, you know, new thinking, and who do you think you are? But she's onto something.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It does make sense.
I'm with you, Jamie.
If I hadn't grown up thinking Elimino was one letter, I would be like you, you know, like, what is this, Singapore math?
Well, because Lil Debbie does it now. She's like singing her ABCs now, and she goes Q, R, S, T, and it's kind of the R, S, and the T all blend together.
Yeah, so.
God, I want to be mad, though.
I know.
I want to say, you idiot. You stupid. But I can't.
Well, here's the thing. I'm so brainwashed with the old one. I'm having a really hard time learning this one. I know it's simple, but.
It comes to a complete, like, stop.
Elimino. I mean, I know life is Elimino.
All right, let's try it. Let's sing along.
Okay. Sing along.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Spadillo, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. The ABC song, the brand new one.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, B, U, C, W, X, Y, Z. Now I never will forget to say the alphabet.
I don't know.
That L M N.
And then.
Is it. Does she stop at N?
L M N. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then O P Q R S.
One more time.
Okay, well,
C D E F G. H I J K L M N.
O
P Q R S T. U-V-W-X-Y-Z. Now I never will forget how to say the alphabet.
We did it. We did it. We did it. Not one screw up.
Oh my God.
We did it. We did it. We're now going into the second grade.
DJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hey, Spadil. Oh, just one second. Let me ask him something real quick here. Hey, Spadil, can you put up there the different places you can go to volunteer / donate for the fire stuff? Put it on our webpage?
Yeah, definitely.
Or Facebook page, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Why is the stock market crashing?
Because I don't know. I think it's a jobs report thing that came out this morning. I think it's also got something to do with a little bit of uncertainty in the world, I guess I'll call it.
I don't know. That's painful.
I don't know, but it is dropping. And they say it's worldwide.
I'm torn between two friends, feeling like a fool. All right, so I have Kylie and Kelly. They're both out in Vegas, okay? I guess Kylie ordered a pizza at like 2 a.m. It got there at 4 a.m. and she ate it, and now she's like sleeping in pizza, okay?
Okay.
She's exhausted. She's asleep. Kelly can't wake up Kylie. Kelly is ready to get the hell out of Vegas because, you know, the next day is the worst.
Oh,
right?
So Kelly's hammered.
No. I don't think anybody's hammered. I don't want to put that out there in the world because they're both professional women.
Oh, come on. It's Vegas.
No, I know.
You got pizza at 2 o'clock in the morning. It comes at 4. You eat pizza and you're lying in it the next morning. You're hammered.
No, I think she's in a pizza coma.
She's sleeping. She's sleeping. So she's asleep. So they're both like, so one's asleep. One is ready to leave.
Okay.
The one wants to ditch the one that's asleep because she can't really move her.
You can't do that.
And so she's like, what do you think I should do? And I'm like, I think, you know, it's an hour before, it's an hour early. I'm like, just give her a couple more hours. And she's like, I really am done with Vegas. I really want to get out of here.
Just leave.
No.
You can't leave a friend behind,
man.
It's like a wounded soldier, man. It's a wounded soldier.
No man left behind.
I'm going to go up to the front desk and be like, give her a wake-up call so that she wakes up on time, and then I'm out of there.
Yeah, well, I know not to travel with you.
You're a bad friend.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Even I, and you know how cold-hearted I am.
Yeah.
Even I would stick around and wait.
Yeah, because now there's part B to this, which you don't know. This requires now Kylie to get an Uber all the way from DIA.
Oh, because they drove together?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't leave her.
Yeah, that's expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah, to my house, it's like $100. So.
And, you know, I think she should
stay.
Yeah,
but I don't even think that comes into play here. This is all about friends, man.
Yeah.
This is your buddy. You went out to Vegas with to see Dead & Company. You know that when you go to Vegas, certain things can happen, you know? Somebody gets lost in a brothel. You never know what's going to happen. You know, I've had buddies to get lost out there, but you stick around. You find your friend. You get on the plane together, and you make sure you get home together.
That she's safe. By the way, it's two single women, right? That are, I mean, you know, Kelly's married, but what I'm saying is, like, you gotta
travel in pairs.
All right, how would you feel if that's you lying in your pizza at 4 a.m. in the morning, okay? And you're asleep, and your friend wants to book on you, and all of a sudden you wake up, and it's like, I don't know, a day or two later, but you wake up and you realize
she left.
Brenda left.
I don't have any friends named Brenda.
Just play along. Just play along.
Okay.
Brenda left.
Oh, I actually do. Brenda.
She packed up and got the hell out of here and left me by myself lying in pizza.
I forgot about Brenda at Duke's. She's my friend.
It doesn't matter if you know Brenda or not. I'm just saying it's not cool.
Yeah. Well, I don't know because the next day I'm kind of over people too. And so I'm like, okay, well, fine. She left. And then I get to do my own thing. Like, I don't have to, you know?
Yeah, there's that
weirdness, too, where you're like, God, I've been with you for 24 hours. Just go.
Yeah, but I don't think...
I think she should stay.
I think if you feel that way about a friend, you wouldn't travel with them to begin with.
Exactly.
That's true.
Okay? So you wouldn't be out there. These are two buddies that are together. And I know one's frustrated, but she's got to suck it up, Buttercup. You got to go.
All right, I'm going to write that. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Don't leave her.
I'm going to write that.
Don't leave a wounded soldier behind, man.
I'm going to say suck it. Oh, that just got sent.
well, that's a good way to spend your
time. Son of a bitch.
All right. Let's see what the reply's going to be. Already did. We got to go. Everybody have a great weekend. We will see you back here soon.
Well, we'll see you back here when school starts, actually.
Yeah.
Right? The day we come back, everybody's back in the routine and school starts.
Oh, they are?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's that?
Already here. School.
Yeah.
Man, oh, I know. Man.
Right around the corner.
All right. Enjoy. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here very soon. Take care, and bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.